Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Junktown AFL Podcast. Semi-finals week 2022. We're coming to you from Wayne Jackson Studios and Rod Carter Studios. My name is Michael Chamberlain, and joining me is a man who feels bad about Wayne Carey. It is Adam Rosenbachs.
G'day, Michael. G'day, Junktimers. I hate it when I let down the legends of our game. You know that. You know me well. I'm always looking out for the champs, the people's champions, you know, the people... The kind of the players that people just gravitate to, you know, they're wholesome. They you want to take them home to meet your mum, those kind of players. Now, Wayne Carey's had some troubles over the journey. You know, everyone knows he's got like back issues. He always had shoulder issues during his career. So the man is in constant pain.
Yeah.
And he asked me to source some anti-inflammatories for him. Now, I've got some bikey mates who... I buy my anti-inflams. I buy them in, I get an eight ball of anti-inflam is how I order it.
Yeah, sure.
And they say it's straight from Colombia. Uh-huh. And I don't ask too many questions, right? Because I just go, I trust these blokes. One of them, his nickname is The Chemist. And so when the duck said, have you been to The Chemist? And I said, absolutely, mm-hmm, I have. Mm-hmm. What he didn't realize was that was the nickname of the guy that I get it off. So I gave him this bag of anti-inflams. It accidentally fell out because I gave it to him in a really big Ziploc bag because you don't want water to get in there, Mike.
No.
It's got to be dry the whole time.
Yeah.
And the best way to take your anti-inflams, as everyone knows, is you crush them up and you hide it in your dinner like you're a three-year-old who can't have something, and you put it under the mashed potato and he doesn't know. And that's how Wayne would normally have it. And because they hadn't been to dinner yet, it was still in his pocket.
Yep.
And when he pulled his wallet out at the casino... The bag fell out and everyone went, oh that's you're out of here, son.
It's a hell of a tale. And
it's a hell of a tale. It really is a hell of a tale.
And we have to be, I think we have to be legally careful where we go with this one by the fact that he's arcing up.
He's on the anti-inflammatories. What are you saying?
I agree. Yeah, on the anti-inflammatories. But I just
like if you've ever been to a music festival, man, the people fucking love their anti-inflams. Like I've seen it.
Oh, the sniffer dogs so much, you know? At the front looking for the anti-inflams. Oh,
absolutely. You see people, you know, like you see a lot of groups go into the disabled toilets for anti-inflams. It's what people, it's bringing this country together.
So I just find it funny that you've been banned from Crown Casino for 2 years at this stage. You might appeal that.
Yes.
But it's like, do you know how hard it is to be banned from Crown Casino for 2 years? Like Crown Casino. What do you have to do to get banned by them?
So he's come out, he's front-footed it, and he said, you know, they didn't take it off me, they didn't call the cops, and, you know, why wouldn't they do that? And you kind of go, well... I reckon they were looking out for you. They thought, oh, it's the duck. We'll just send him on his way and that'll be the end of it, you know?
Yeah,
and now he's front-footing it. He's got lawyers involved.
Yeah.
And he, because he doesn't like what it's, this kind of whole story and schmozzle. He doesn't like what it's done to his reputation. Now, what I'll say about the duck.
Fucking hell. Dude, I can't handle it.
There's not a lot of reputation. To tarnish. Like, I know that he doesn't want people to think that he does that, but there's a lot of other stuff there. We've tarnished that.
But even back to Crown, like...
He wants to be allowed in Crown. I think that's what he's kind of fighting for, that one, it's going to cost him a couple of jobs, and two, he's been banned from Crown. Like, if you're a footballer, you fucking love the casino.
Have you been to Crown?
No,
lately. I actually haven't been there for a long time. Like,
I reckon the only times I kind of go there now is for gigs. So I do have one in a week and a half for the Essendon Football Club, the grand final debate, which is in the Palladium.
Oh, yeah. Cool, man. Great. Yeah. Yeah. That's always a good day.
Yes. But aside from that, I would like never go there for, you know, I wouldn't go there for a night out.
Yeah.
Put it that
sure,
way.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. I haven't been there for a long time. I think the last time I went there was for the opening night of Red Hot and Rhonda.
Of course.
When
of course,
it opened back in about 94.
It was the hottest ticket in town.
Ah, I tell you what, mate.
Was that with the leggy Rhonda Birchmore?
Yeah, the very leggy, very leggy Rhonda Birchmore. I mean, tell you what, mate. It was a night out, I'll tell you that.
Was it? What was the show about?
No, I haven't been. I didn't go to the show.
Oh, okay. That's a show. Fuck, that would have been great if you'd been to Red Hot and Rhonda.
I'm trying to think about shows I've been to at Crown. I'll tell you what I've done, actually. Okay, we're going to talk football shortly, people. But I reckon about 10 years ago, my friend and I, we snuck into the Village People at Crown.
Oh, were they playing at like the Palms or something?
They were, yeah. And so we kind of figured like they
had... How did you do that? Did you dress up as a cop?
No, we literally walked our way in by the fact that I looked at the rundown. Like, had a comedian for half an hour and then they had an interval. And so my friend and I were like, well, at an interval, like, people leave.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, then come back in and they don't check tickets. And so I was like, I reckon we can get in for free. And she was like, I reckon we can too. And so we wandered in and like no one...
You deprived the Village People of about $180. You fuck, like, that they're no longer around, I don't think, the Village People, probably because they were $200 short.
They've had a few people
incarnations.
Yeah, they've had a few incarnations. And yeah. And so we walked through the doors. And then the matter was like finding a seat, right? And it was all kind of like...
Are they allowed to do the American Indian anymore?
Well, they...
Unless it's an actual Indigenous American?
Well, I think he actually is an Indigenous American. Like, the only... If I can remember, I think the construction worker was like a new guy.
Yeah.
And... But, okay, we'll get to football shortly, folks. But I remember going in there and it was like kind of grandmas and grandpas. And then we found like a seat that were too empty, like in like the fifth row. And I was like, let's just kind of sit here for a second and see if we kind of get moved on, if people come back. But it was actually fucking awesome. And one of my favorite bits was the lead singer said... He said, I heard Melburnians eat 40,000 cupcakes a day. And he goes, to wash that down, you're going to need a milkshake. And then it's like, do the shake.
Jesus Christ.
But can I tell you?
Oh, this isn't another Village People-based anecdote, is it?
It actually is. That, yeah. I hung around, my mate left. But I hung around. I got a photo with him at the meet and greet. And
you're going to the meet and greet?
Yeah. No, I didn't pay for it. Like, I didn't pay for it. Like, I was like, just
yeah.
Yeah, I've got a picture somewhere. I think.
What goes on in your life that you think, what am I going to do today? I'm going to sneak into the Village People at Crown, and not only that, when my friend abandons the show and me, I'm going to stick around for the meet and greet.
Okay.
What life do you live?
But okay. So I think I met the policeman, the construction worker. I've got a photo somewhere, but it kind of has a bit of point of pride to me, where I was like, I think the construction worker took a bit of a shine to me. And I go, I'm like, okay, I'm happy with that. I'm happy with the construction worker of the Village People.
Did he adjust himself to be like an Australian construction worker? Like, was he just sitting down doing fuck all, drinking a can of beer during the show?
No, he was protesting lockdowns.
he was doing lines of Andy and Flem's up the top of the West Gate.
Yeah. He was taking a quick bump.
Yep. Hey, we'll be doing lines of Andy and Flem's at our live show.
We will, with all the junk timers out there. We're going to have Charlie Close in there from Two Guys, One Cup. Will Anderson won't be able to be there, unfortunately, just by the fact he'll be starting a new show like 2 days later, and so kind of has to be in a bit of a COVID bubble. But he will call in, and it's going to be a great day, as they have always been. I think it's about the 7th year that we've done this show, actually.
I reckon the first one was the Western Bulldogs grand final, where we weren't sure if Will was going to turn up. That was the first one, because that was the first year of Two Guys, One Cup. Because remember, they started it. They both had one cup, and then one person gained a very big advantage in the name of that show. And one person has it. So that's Sunday, 25th of September, 4 o'clock at the European Beer Cafe.
And tickets can be found at trybooking.com. And, come along. And it's always a great day. Like, I'm actually genuinely curious. Like, we had two cracking finals this weekend. I'm actually genuinely curious, like, who will actually make the grand final. Like, I actually kind of can't pick it at the minute.
Any four could go through, couldn't they?
Yeah. Like, I feel like these prelims are the most open they've been in my memory.
Yeah. Friday night's game was a fucking ripper, unless, of course, you barrack for Melbourne. But Brisbane, they were so good in that second half.
Dude, it was fucking nuts. Like, I've got a Brisbane mate and was messaging him. And I was, like, watching the highlights back on the AFL website the other day. And I was like, that fucking game was out of control. Like,
yeah. It was fun. It was really fun to watch. And then Freo kind of let everyone down by being shit early. And it kind of just, you went, oh, we were all having fun watching these great finals. And Freo come along and fucking bore everyone to death in the first half.
Can we salute David Mundy once more?
Absolutely.
Can we? Absolutely. Everyone charge your glasses to David Mundy.
Do you reckon he'll keep going? Do you think that maybe would North Melbourne pick him up just to go, hey, here's someone that, you know, can teach training standards to the kids and, you know, a bit of a big body to help out in the middle?
I feel like if you've gone, I think it's 376 games and not one of them has been memorable, that you're probably looking, maybe Tasmania. In 5 years' time, we'll pick him up.
Yeah, they'll pick him up.
Get him out of retirement.
Now, obviously, we were going to have a minute silence at the start of the show, but then we realised it's just the Queen who passed away, so really, who cares? But
Whoa.
Are you a monarchist?
I feel like the monarchy is, like, a bit of fun. Like, we know it's a bit stupid, but they're not hurting anyone. It's a bit of fun.
I take your point. I think the coverage of since she passed away on Friday, the coverage has been absolutely ridiculous. Like, last night, all the news just had her car on the journey down.
Yeah, sure.
From Balmoral or wherever it is, and you just kind of like, it was almost like the way that it was driven around. It was like the Tour de France, like. You know, like the Queen would have had the yellow jersey on as she was leading. Like, it was just fucking.
And there's like
it was
a guy.
Just like, we don't need to watch the whole fucking
drive.
Yeah. Someone runs out the front and gets clipped by the car, and they're, you know, palming off water bottles.
I watched King Charles's speech.
King Charles. Can we talk about King Charles's fingers for a minute?
Yeah, they're kind of chubby, aren't they?
Oh, they're like sausages.
Yeah,
they're just.
A bit weird.
Put Shane Mumford to shame.
It'd be like when you shake hands with Jonathan Brown and you go like, that's a fucking grip. Like, it's Prince Charles like that. And he's like, fucking, like a Ted Whitten grip.
I reckon they'd be, I reckon it'd be like holding a, you know, a packet of, remember when you buy the Hutton's footy franks? It'd be like holding 5 hot dogs. I think they'd be a bit squishier than the firmness of it. But if he gave you like a slap, you'd fucking know about it. Like if King Charles just fucking whooshed someone.
Oh, really? He got on the chicken salt beers.
Just yeah. Just had a bit of a bender. Yeah, had a couple of lines of Annie and Flames and just went cocoa. he would slap you into next week.
I'd love it if Prince banned if from King Crown. Charles got banned from Crown for two
crown.
Years.
His own crown. He couldn't wear his own crown into the casino.
That'd be very funny.
You know what would be great reading is who the people on the list that are banned from Crown.
Oh yeah, gotcha. I mean, there'd be a lot of the underbelly type of people, but also
I would have thought Carl Williams might have copped. Although they had a meeting down there. It was a very famous meeting. Carl Williams and maybe Mick Gatto were down at Crown having a chat.
Carl Williams had his daughter's christening at Crown. In the Palladium.
Yeah, where else would you have it?
It's like, that's the fucking weirdest thing. Like I remember...
Maybe Kittens was shut.
It's like I remember when I was born and my mum was talking to the priest in the...
Where'd you get baptised? At the MCC?
No, Glenfrey.
Yeah, sorry.
But I remember when I was born and... The priest came in to see mum for some reason, and she was like, "Oh, can you baptize him?" And he was like, "Oh, I can't do that unless he's unwell or in trouble." And she was like, "Come on, mate! Like, I've got to organize the church. I've got to invite the family over. Can you just do it?" And he wouldn't do it. But to book the Palladium for the baptism of your child strikes me as one of the fucking most ridiculous things I've ever thought of in my life.
If you've got the money, mate, why not?
There's a lot of cash in hand, yeah.
And he would have put that money back into the casino and then got it out later as chips and then won it back, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they looked after him.
Have you ever seen the Queen live in concert?
I have, actually. No, I went to
Because you've seen the Pope, haven't you?
I've seen a Pope. I've never seen a president. I've seen a vice president, Dick Cheney, motorcade through New York. Who would I see? John Paul II. We yep. Love You. And but I saw the Queen. I went to Lourdes in 2009 because... When you enter the MCC, Adam, you find
the OG MCC.
You get the reciprocal tickets. And so I went over to see my brother and mum and dad came along. And at tea or lunch, I can't remember which one, but the Quanger came out. And it was
placed a few in the nets.
Well, it was actually interesting, actually. She said, sledged a lot of the Australian players. There was a lot of stuff about their mums. But it was actually interesting by the fact that I was sitting next to a bloke who we got chatting and his dad used to be the tour manager for Australia. So his dad would go to England for 4 months for those big tours back in, the 50s. And they'd go by boat, and we just got chatting, and it turned out his surname was Dowling, and there was a thing I played when I was under 16s in the Dowling Shield, which is for the district,
best of the local comp,
kind of district cricket teams. We talked to Mark Howard a few weeks ago, and he played at Hawthorn Glen Waverley, where my brother played as well. And so I went down to Hawthorn Glen Waverley and, you do a few tryouts and you eventually was lucky enough to make the team. And, but he said, I have a picture at home of my dad walking out with that same Queen at Lord's from, 50 something years ago. So it was, it's kind of a very strange coincidence because I said to him, I was like, I played in the Dowling Shield. And he was like, what? It was just very weird being on the other side of the world and have such a coincidence like that. And now you say something.
I'm just stunned by that story. So you saw the Queen. What did she do? Was she just going to meet the players? Was she wandering out in the middle of the field?
Yeah, just walking up, just, you know, shaking hands, all that kind of stuff. You know, hello, ma'am. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she did a shooey.
I thought it was weird that they wanted to have the minute silence at the AFL. I just thought that that was an odd thing. I know they pulled it from the AFLW because it was Indigenous round and that was just not a good look.
Yeah, sure.
But I just found that it was just a little bit of overkill. You know, the sensationalism. You're like, yeah. To a lot of younger people, it's like, yeah, I don't get it.
Actually, I'd be curious about actually, like, what my nephews and nieces think about it. Like, do they at all care about the Queen or... I don't know. It's just the kind of thing, you kind of... She was just around, you know? Like, she was just kind
yeah,
of there.
She was, yeah.
Yeah, and definitely... talking to my parents, like, it's been kind of a bigger thing for them by the fact that, you know, like, the Queen was, you know, the deal back in the day. You know, like, talking
yeah,
to my
true, mom, true.
I was like, oh, did you watch her coronation? She was like, yeah, you'd go to the film. Go to the films. And, like, they'd show shorts before the films. And, like, that was the yeah. only chance you could see the coronation because, you know, TV wasn't around and stuff. Anyway,
let's get back to footy.
I'm raising a toast to the Queen.
Ross Lyon is not going to be in charge of Essendon, Michael. He's pulled the pin.
I actually am very curious about who will actually be the coach of that team. I haven't heard a lot of media talk about who they're talking to. Ross, yeah, has, you know, knocked her on the head. But what do you think? Like, who are the possible chances? Like, I actually can't really think about it. Too many names out there at the minute.
Well, because they said they wanted an experienced coach, everyone kind of went to, they were like, oh, I must have, you know, AFL senior coaching experience, which really, really narrowed it down to like Leon Cameron, or you say Brad Scott, obviously Ross Lyon, who pulled the pin, and then Dom Pike maybe would have been the only kind of four.
Yep.
But they keep saying, you know, maybe Ken Hinckley's still potentially in the mix. And they even, I think, asked Brad Scott and he's happy at the AFL because he just doesn't have to do much and he's probably paid quite well.
Yeah.
But Ross Lyon's kind of summation of what it's like going to Essendon. He said that, because, you know, they've churned for quite a few coaches over the last 10, 15 years. And he said the senior coaches at Essendon, they're like a rejected organ transplant. So you're there for 2 years before the body rejects you.
He does.
That's a fair whack, isn't it? No, he really doesn't. He really doesn't. So they said to him, you don't have to do the first round of the process, but you'll come in at the second round. And that's when you obviously have to talk about your philosophy and what you're going to bring to the club. Yep. And he's just gone, nah. He gave it 90 minutes thought, he said, and then was just like, nah, not doing it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm actually really wondering about who they're going to get because I feel like it is the kind of team where you kind of, you don't want another newcomer, you know? Like, they've gone through a lot.
Yeah.
But then maybe they're talking
He's
about
coming back.
Getting your old mate, the head of the Parish Poodles, the chocolate yep. maker, maybe yep. getting old Hurdy back. Who knows?
Well, he could need the money.
Well,
he and Tanya were really recently scammed.
Oi, shut up. Tanya,
my apologies.
Actually got scammed by a plumber, which this story is fucking remarkable to me. I mean, yeah. I mean, they're obviously making a buck from the chocolate business and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But they...
they're in chocolate money. They're deep in cacao money.
I mean, he's got that poodle cash coming in every 5 seconds.
True.
But they actually got scammed by plumbers. In that they got people in to do some work and they got charged about
$31,000. So this is a scam. This is a regular scam that people come in and they're like from Ireland and England and they usually target old people and they charge like, you know, $100,000 to redo your roof, the tiles, and then they fuck off with the cash. And they've got heaps of older people. They come in, they do a blitz and then they fuck off. And so they got to Tanya's house...
Tanya.
In Toorak, I believe. Tanya. Yeah. Jeez, I'm getting there.
So have you heard this happening before? Like, it's like,
yes,
it's like a regular
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. They come in, they do it in a burst, and then they fuck off.
Yeah, gotcha. So they came in and they Anyway, the Hurdy's paid $31,000. Which doesn't even sound right for it, just like a regular plumbing job in the first place. Anyway.
Well, $31,000. And I mean, I don't think you can be this far removed from society to be like, oh, yeah, that sounds right. So $31,000, you go, that's fucking all of your plumbing across the whole house.
You'd imagine, yeah.
Like being redone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they say the works, an independent expert says that it should have only cost them, so they got charged $31,900 and it should have only cost them $350. Now, if someone's charged you 100 times what it should cost, surely there's a little bell in your head that goes, fuck, that sounds high.
So I think they're going to court, or they're trying to appeal in some way. But they're also described as an organised crime group, so I don't know how much of the cash they're going to get back. So maybe Hurdy actually needs the job now by the fact he's fucking $31,000 in a hole.
And he's like, fucking oath.
Maybe I've got to take the job on Essendon and, you know, take any offer they can give me.
Yeah, and, you know, I could have gone down to Bunnings and clearly bought like a $200 pipe and put it up myself.
Yeah,
but no.
Dude.
No, we got it in.
Dude.
But the tradie who did it, he's on bail. They aren't, because I was fascinated by the story. They've taken his passport off him, and they're not. He's not getting. He's still in remand.
Yeah, gotcha.
So you go up against a former Essendon coach and Essendon champion. You fucking pay the price. Like, imagine that if that judge is a Bombers fan, guy's going to prison.
He's going for life.
You're gonna fucking cop it.
No parole.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually, I've got a mate who goes out with the son of John Kennedy Jr. And I met him a few years ago. And my parents have been using the John Kennedy Jr. Plumbing company for like 30 years, you know. And they'd come in with like a big quote for like quite a big job. It wasn't $31,000. But I met John Kennedy Jr.'s son. And just as a bit of a laugh, I was like, hey man, my parents got this big quote. Would you mind having a chat to your dad about, you know, bringing it down a little bit? Like, you know, do me a favor. And he was like, it's like my entire life, everybody has wanted to talk about my granddad, my dad, or my brother. You are the first person to ever bring up the plumbing company.
See? He loved it.
Hey, football in real life?
Talk about. Hit me.
So it's from QAPNQ. So not an actual name, but, you know, shout out. Thank you. Football in real life saw Big Richo on Flinders Lane. Matthew, not Alan. I couldn't write in for Saints coaching legend Alan Richardson. A bloke across the street yelled out, Richo, you're the king! And Richo gave him a big thumbs up. Do you think a bloke like him just gets compliments all day wherever he goes? I think he must be doing very well for himself. I think Richo would be one of the more identifiable people going around. I think he would get a lot of getting stopped in the street and having a chat, you know, people
on selfies and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think like identifiable and really well liked.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Everyone's got a soft spot for Richo. You know, he was, you know, a standout in the side that didn't have a lot of success.
Can we do the hardest question of all? What are your predictions for the prelims?
I'll go, we're going to see a Geelong and Collingwood grand final.
I'm going to say Geelong and Sydney for the home factor.
Okay. I just see Collingwood, they just keep coming.
Fucking do, don't they? They're fucking so
I'm
annoying.
Living in fear that it...
But also, by that fact, does that mean if Collingwood make the grand final, I've got to message him and find out, do we get Scott Dooley to come and be a guest on the live show? And if they lose, do we unfortunately just destroy his soul for an hour and a half?
Like we did last time, poor bloke.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you do want to come along to the live show, it's Sunday, 25th September, 4 p.m. at the European Beer Cafe. Tickets available on trybooking.com.
We're going to hit the road. We're JunkTimeAlphaPod at Gmail, Twitter, Facebook, and the gram. Go the Hawks.
Go the Swans.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.